The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to Mary, the angel said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But Mary was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found grace with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. This is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, dear brothers and sisters, we are privileged to celebrate the feast of the holy name of Mary, and like the name which she was privileged to give to God made man, God become her son, Jesus. So also, in a sense, Jesus took it as a mark of honor to declare her, especially as he was dying, our mother. And therefore, as it were, to have a name, Mary, but we shall see in a moment, that doesn't tell us immediately what that name means, who this person person is. But the one point we want to underscore is how important it is to recognize the name of Jesus, to recognize who she is, and what a wonderful person she is, and what a stupendous gift Jesus has made to us of his own mother, to be involved, as it were, in all of our undertakings. He says to share in a certain sense with us the suffering that we undergo in this earthly pilgrimage, and to know that in the midst of all of the difficulties, we, with the help of Our Lady, with her support and guidance, and with her sometimes correction, tapping us on the shoulder, but she always knows how to do it gently, so that we won't feel too badly about not having been as good as we should have been. We will arrive, as it were, at the gates of heaven. And then we will remember that just as the first Eve, as were managed by her, by succumbing to the trickery of the serpent to slam shut all the doors of heaven, so, as it were, as were Our Lady in her service, as it were to the Heavenly Father, and being willing, as it were, to consent to be the Mother of God and to share in the terrible suffering that he would endure in order to redeem us. We will know, as it were, that with her, all these things are possible. However great the evil is at the moment in this world, and many of us are very much concerned with that, it can never equal, as it were, the stupendous glory, beauty, grace, the race that is the Mother of God and our Mother as well. So it's for a moment, we reflect just for a moment on some of the important features of the name of Mary. Not as a common name for everyone, but as of this unique, once only a person, the Mother of God. How many have difficulty believing in the teaching of the Church because they see everything clearly, but how in heaven's name is it possible for a divine person to become completely dependent on a woman? But that is exactly what happened. so wonderful a person as she is, that the Father did not hesitate to entrust his dearly beloved son to her, and that she would support him in his work. And the son, as it were, so admired the Virgin Mother, the Immaculate Conception, as she named herself in the answer to the question of Saint Bernadette. He wanted not only to be in the company of Our Lady, he wanted to be Our Lady's child, in order to be one with us and to be honest and to provide the most wonderful, St. Thomas Aquinas said, the most wonderful possible way of saving us. There are many other ways it could have been done, but nothing so great as this. And the salvation that is provided, the happiness and the everlasting joys of heaven. So there are four headings under which briefly we can reflect. What does this name mean, practically speaking to us? Why should we have respect for the name of Our Lady? Why should we weep over those, as it were, who abuse that name, ridicule her in public, refuse to pray the rosary, refuse to listen to her message at the Lourdes or at Fatima and so many other places across the 2,000 years of the time of church? She is always close, and sometimes she manifests herself in very important ways. So the first is, she's an important person. Not only an important person, but one who is truly honorable. She is a noble person in the best sense of that term. And the example very often given in the teaching of the fathers of the church is the example of Judith. She's a type of Our Lady. And she went out of her way, she risked her life to break the hold which Holofernes had. Holofernes represents the devil, obviously. And she, as it were, managed to cut off his head. And save the day for the chosen people. The story is a true one. Our Lord, the Father prophesied to Adam and Eve in their company, that the serpent would find enmity with the woman, not Eve. But the woman who is the prototype of Eve, in a sense, Our Lady, the Mother of God, immaculate from the first moment of her conception, would crush his head with a heel. You will be completely defeated by the one you cannot stand to be near. And so we listen, as it were, to all of the difficulties that we find at the present time, but how is it that the church continues for 2,000 years? These things have been around for quite a while. Well, it's precisely because, among other things, reasons, the presence of Our Lady in our midst, even though we do not always see him. The second characteristic feature is that it is a holy name. How does the angel address her? He doesn't say Hail Mary. He says Hail, full of grace, as the Holy Father Saint John Paul II explains in Redem Totus Mater. In the first, read it for yourself. The name of our Lady. It indicates, as it were, her unique relationship to the Son of God. He has been chosen before all else. She was chosen before else precisely to be that. And therefore, she is filled with all those graces, all those perfections, all that beauty which is appropriate to not only to anybody, but especially to this mother, full of grace, so that, as it were, we can, as it were, share in that grace. Through her and in her, we find, as it were, the graces that our Lord has won for us through his sacrifice on the cross. Therefore, and that leads to a second name that is used by the angel. We don't always realize it anymore. Blessed art thou amongst women. Simply blessed. Blessed is your name. If we gave it a better translation to reflect this, we would say, Beatrice, are you among women? Benedicta. As another form, we should tend to these things. Our Lady is blessed in a way that's absolutely unique, and precisely because she is blessed in being chosen to be the mother of God, so do we find blessedness that is happiness in her, through her and in her. Yes, indeed, our Lord is our Lord. The name of our Lord is the only one, as it were, that will give us, invoking the name of the Lord, Lord will give us salvation. But with our Lord, inseparable from him, is his mother. It is only as we're through her and in her that we'll come to find him. Who is the Jesus? Where is he found it? Basically, as it were, what is Our Lady who gives the reply. And that reply, as it were, is taken up by the entire church, of which she is not only the model, but the mother. The third characteristic that we should meditate upon is precisely the fact that her blessedness is the blessedness of a mother. In the first instance, what does it mean to be a mediatrix? Look to the mother. The only reason that I am here is because between my father and myself, I had a mother. She is the mediatrix, and it is precisely that maternal mediation that is her role in the work of salvation. And it's precisely because it is maternal, of one who is blessed, who is all holy. That is the title of Our Lady in the Eastern Churches, the All Holy Virginal Mother. Therefore, we are in a position to trust her. If there is one thing that is the basis of trust, it is the relationship between a woman and her child. If that is present from the beginning, it most likely will remain present in one form or another throughout the life of the child. And that leads us to the fourth consideration. Our Lady is reliable. She is trustworthy. We can place absolutely no strings attached, all our confidence in her, and especially in moments of need. We should invoke her, to call upon her name, as we heard in the collect for the Mass, is one of the most consoling aspects that we can always ask for, go to her. We may not have the right idea on how to solve the problem, but if we entrust ourselves entirely to her, we will have an answer, and the answer will be one that will bring great joy to us. There's no, in the Litany of Loreto, if you recall, as we're halfway through, we invoke her under the title, Cause of our joy, to possess Jesus as she possesses him is indeed the very heart of joyfulness. And in the midst of our sufferings, our crosses that we have, we would be perfectly calm, as St. Augustine found. It was not in being a great orator, a great speaker, a great teacher, the favorite of all of the important VIPs in Rome at that time. The key to that peace and that understanding which alone will bring tranquility to our hearts. Our hearts are restless until they rest in thee, comes through Our Lady. Jesus comes to us from, we go to him through here. And therefore, the practical conclusion, if you can, renew your consecration to Jesus today. Consecration to Our Lady, especially in the presence of our Lord. For the more we are united to Our Lady in loving Jesus and serving him, the greater will be our success in growing in holiness, in virtue, being ready to receive our Lord always worthily and joyfully in Holy Communion, and looking forward, that hope that alone she can give to us, the hope that one day we will enjoy forever the company of Jesus in heaven. Praise be Jesus and Verdi.